Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I hope you didn't miss the last hour. You know that each of my travel radio shows, Travel with Stephanie Abrams, and Travelers 411, heard over many of these same stations, they're each three-hour shows. So if you happen to pop in at a particular point and you've missed any part, or you have to leave us before we get to the end of the 3 hours, remember that you can go within generally 48 to 72 hours of the broadcast to travelers411.com. And on the navigation bar, click on podcasts, and then click on which show you want to hear. And then when you get there, each show for the last 52 weeks is displayed hour by hour, and you can download it and take us with you, and I hope you do. And you can do that for both shows. Simultaneously, for those of you who are brand new listening, you can go to sabrams.com, S-A-B-R-A-M-S.com. And you can scroll down the homepage where you'll find the last 2 to 3 months of guest lists of who was on what date featured. You can click from there. It'll take you right to the show notes. Or if you're looking for a particular destination, brand, person, venue, event, if we've ever talked about it, it's archived along with stories and links to the relevant websites and everything you need to learn more and to listen again or listen for the first time to the interview we did with whoever the people were. So you can put it in the search box and then you'll get links. But on the homepage, right-hand column, on-air quick links, you'll see a link to listen live. So if you're traveling outside the range of your favorite radio station where you listen to us weekly, you can catch us no matter where in the world you are. And as a matter of fact, I think it's something like 42 or 44 countries tune in to our websites to listen to the live stream of the shows. So that's cool. But then it's all archived. And if you click on archive shows, you'll get calendars going back to 2002 for Travel with Stephanie Abrams and 2005 for Travelers 411 when we first went on the air. So, you know, as a kind of nice follow-up to our last hour, if you missed that, we were talking with Brenda Sprague. I love to call her Deputy Dog, and good that she has a sense of humor because she always laughs when I say that. I didn't say it in this last interview. We actually were in Washington, D.C., earlier this week, met with Brenda, who I've met before when she was in New York City during the eight-year period when I sponsored the New York Times travel show. And that's where I first met Brenda. She was there with the U.S. Passport Service that was giving out information on passports and everything else you need to know for international travel if you're a U.S. citizen. And so we had Brenda Sprague, Deputy Assistant Secretary for Passport Services, in the last hour, particularly talking about why, under what circumstances, would any U.S. citizen have more than one passport? And it's all very logical. And the reason I did that It drives me mad when people talk about travel when they know nothing about what they're talking about. I hear it all the time. And you know, I don't come out of broadcasting. I come out of the travel industry. So I am an industry insider. I know what makes it tick. I know how things work. I've served on more boards than I care to admit to of household names that you know, global brands. And yet I watch people on major news networks saying things like, and the man has three passports and they all have different numbers. And my question is, yes, so what's your point? So you have to listen to the last hour because it is quite legitimate. If you want to get somebody for doing something criminal, focus on the criminality of what you think the person did. Don't make an issue out of something like somebody's got multiple passports. And of course they all have different numbers, for heaven's sakes. How many credit cards do you have in your wallet? They all have the same number? Even if members of your family are on the same credit card you're on, and they each have a credit card in their wallets, but there's one consolidated bill that comes to you to pay for everybody who's got a credit card in your family, aren't the numbers all different on those cards? That's how it works, people. So don't dilute the story by focusing in on something bogus, like, oh boy, he's got more than one passport. Lots of people do. And in the last hour, you learned how and why people would have more than one passport. And that's why we made a trip to Washington, D.C., to Brenda's office, just to clear it up for all the people who are skeptical. And one of my Facebook fans who said that I don't see the forest for the trees. I know all about forests. I know all about trees. More particularly, I know about their value to the traveler because it's all about travel. And when I think about forests, the first one that comes to mind is in Bavaria, the Black Forest. I should sing that song. And particularly because our guest in this hour is a German fellow, and I knew that when I saw his name come across my desk, because I only know three Florians in the world, and one of them works for Lufthansa, German Airlines, in New York City. He's a marketing guy. And the other one actually lives in Germany. But this Florian that we're going to visit with is in London. And we're going to talk with him right after this.
What's up, Doc?
Join America's Orchestra, the Boston Pops, as they present Bugs Bunny at the Symphony 2, December 29th and 30th. Thrill to Warner Brothers' classic Looney Tunes, projected on the big screen, while the Boston Pops perform the original soundtracks live. Catch the whole Looney Tunes gang in this one-of-a-kind Boston Pops concert. Bugs Bunny at the Symphony 2 at Symphony Hall. Tickets now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
Oh, it is glorious to have Florian Brommel on the line with me. He is the general manager of a new hotel in London called the K, just the letter K, West Hotel and Spa. Welcome, Florian. It's great to have you with us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Let me ask you a question. What part of Germany are you from?
I'm from Berlin, really, from the capital.
Oh, how marvelous. How marvelous. I have been to Berlin twice. Once because that was the best connection for a train I was taking. And the other time was to go to, what was it? What's the big show? The big travel show in February in ITB? No.
The ITB, yeah.
It is ITB, yeah. And what an amazing event that is. I mean, you know, there's a million different buildings that you walk from one building to the next building, and this building is European tour operators, and that building is something else. And there was one building the size of Oklahoma that was just Caribbean. It was, my goodness, that's an event. What brought you to London?
Well, I came to London in 2004, just really wanting to learn the language, pick up the language, and just be here for a year or so. And that was now 13 years ago.
You stuck to the wall, huh?
That's it.
Does the Brexit have any negative impact on your ability to be a German citizen working in England?
Well, I hope not. It's all still up in the air. No one really knows anything so far. we all believe it won't have an impact because there's just so many of us here. But who knows?
Wow. You know, nothing like a little anxiety for no reason. It's
exactly.
terrible.
Exactly.
That's terrible. Really terrible. So it's 13 years now. Did you start off working for the organization that owns this new property?
Well, I actually started off here as a receptionist back in the day. And really, I don't quite understand how this all worked because I didn't speak English back then. But my manager at the time thought, what a great idea. He's a great guy. Let's give him a chance.
Well, I'm sure you spoke...
beyond me how that worked.
I'm sure you spoke enough English to manage and get by, even though there was, you know, there were phrases and words and the whole sentences that whizzed by ununderstood or not understood. But, you know, at the same time, when you were working in London, you have many German travelers. And sometimes you are in destinations where German isn't even, you know, forget a primary or secondary. It's way down the line to find somebody that can come to your aid.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you started at the reception desk. And what was your next job in the hotel industry?
Well, I actually stayed at the hotel for a few more years and ended up being the front office manager.
All right. So that was a promotion. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back and pick you up from front desk manager on your career path to becoming the general manager of the new K West Hotel in London. Don't leave me, people. I'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams.
If you can have Paris and Venice and Rome, but London is London, it's London.
What's up, Doc?
Join America's Orchestra, the Boston Pops, as they present Bugs Bunny at the Symphony 2, December 29th and 30th. Thrilled to Warner Brothers' classic Looney Tunes projected on the big screen while the Boston Pops perform the original soundtracks live. Catch the whole Looney Tunes gang in this one-of-a-kind Boston Pops concert. Bugs Bunny at the Symphony 2 at Symphony Hall. Tickets now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors in my new novel. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. 15% savings valid for sale now through 2017. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. For details, visit Amtrak.com or ILoveNY.com.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630. When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
Biz Talk Radio.
She's got a ticket to ride.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
On the line with me live from London is Florian Bromel. He is originally... I shouldn't do this, but I will. As JFK... a wonderful, memorable past president whose anniversary of his death is coming up very soon, went to Berlin and spoke in German and wanted to feel bonded to the people and said in German, ich bin ein Berliner. I am a Berliner. And a Berliner is a jelly donut. Like a Frankfurter is not a person from Frankfurt, and a hamburger is not a person from Hamburg. So, I won't call you a Berliner lest you tell me, Stephanie, I'm not a jelly donut.
Yes, all right. You call me what you like.
Well, we'll keep it clean anyway. What do you call a person from Berlin?
We would actually call it a Berliner, funny enough, but we wouldn't call a Berliner Berliner. As in the food, we wouldn't call that a Berliner.
Not anymore. They did in the 70s or the 60s. I guess it was the 60s. Yeah. All right. I get it. Listen, I remember the first time I was in Germany, and this was well before McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, any of these. The only fast food kind of a place you would have found probably would have been in London, and it would have been Wimpy's. And they made an all-beef patty burger. But in most places, if you ordered something that, you know, you thought was a hamburger, what you would get was what we call Salisbury steak. It's ground beef mixed with spices and breading, but it was served... Actually, it had a slice of ham and a fried egg on top. And that was what was on the menu, as a hamburger. We actually saved an American family in the hotel we were staying at from having their children be very disappointed when they ordered what they thought was going to be a hamburger. And, you know, so that they would order something else and not get this slice of ham with the beef and the egg. And you have to know what you're doing. Sometimes you need a roadmap. So... after your experience as the front desk manager, can we say what hotel that would have been?
Well, that was still at Key West. So I actually started here and stayed here for a couple of years.
Uh-huh. And then what?
And then I moved on to another hotel called the Royal Lancaster.
Oh, I've stayed at that hotel. Maybe I'm wrong. The one I'm thinking of is near, is it Bloomsbury? It's near, there's this big, gorgeous park there. And
Hyde Park.
Yeah, well.
Kensington Gardens.
Is that, am I in the right place?
Well, probably it's a big tower.
Yes.
Well, that's, yeah. Well, yes. So it's a tower, just next to Hyde Park.
What years were you there?
And it's got great views over Hyde Park, so it's a really wonderful place to stay. And when I went there as front of house manager, which was of course a bigger responsibility because it's a much bigger hotel to Key West.
And all that started from being at reception. I just want to remind all my listeners, because far too often I hear about some young person who wishes to enter the travel industry, wants to work at a hotel, and their parents have great aspirations for them, and they're afraid they're going to get, and I will use the word stuck, because for many people it's a lifetime career and there's nothing wrong with it. But for those that have higher aspirations, it's a great place to start. Any place in a hotel is a great place to start, because whatever you learn will help you understand as you rise in the hierarchy of the executive team what goes on in that department, because you know, because you worked in that department, and then you can be a great help to improving all systems. So the Key West, my impression was that the Key West is kind of spanky new at the moment. And why do I have that impression?
It's not super new. It's been around for a few years.
But you've done some things.
Key West, when it opened, it was one of those sort of new concept hotels in London, particularly in West London. Very modern, contemporary, with a big spa, boutique-ish. And back then, that really didn't exist much in London at all. But the hotel has been around for a few years. And I think the main interesting feature is the great spa we have.
Well, we're going to get into that. But you're not related at all to the Key Club in Kildare, owned by Michael Smurfit, the Smurfit School of Business, located in Dublin, which is part of Dublin City College. And he splits his year, because he's no fool, between living in Ireland and living in Monaco. Not a bad life. No, not a bad life at all. Well, you've done, you know, there is a bit of an interesting history about the Key West, because I understand that it's, you know, this building was once used for something special. What was that?
Yes, so it was actually built for the BBC as recording studios and offices back in the 60s, really. And it's been that for a long time.
So with the Beatles, I'm sorry.
Again?
Yeah. I was just wondering if the Beatles would have passed through.
I can't be sure of that, but it wouldn't surprise me. It would have been around at the same time, and there's a long history in the area of recording studios and music, music business happening and bands recording and staying nowadays.
You started to say that there's a history of celebrity types coming through?
Oh, definitely, yeah. When the building was changed from the BBC studios and offices to a hotel, there was a short period of another hotel, but back in 2001 it was turned into what it is today, into Key West Hotel and Spa. And since then it had really a long history of attracting guests from the music, TV and media industry. We've loads of bands staying with us, or artists, single artists, and that's been quite a history, really.
Anybody we'd recognize?
Well, I think my personal favorite to stay with us, I guess, was always Amy Winehouse.
Oh my!
She used to stay here quite a bit.
Oh, how lovely! Does your hotel have an archivist?
Sorry, a what?
An archivist, a hotel historian, whose job it is to find all these things and find the stories and the news articles and the photos and, you know, create some kind of a gallery or, you know, as you walk down the hallways of the hotel, you've got somebody doing that sort of thing. Because if you don't, you should think about it.
Absolutely. We're trying to sort of keep it all together more and more and sort of record everything. We haven't done anything for the public, so to speak, but you will see hints of bands who may have stayed with us.
We're going to take a quick break and come right back. That would be a good thing.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled, and that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica, our Jamaica.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Hi, I'm Viola Davis. Did you know that 1 in 6 kids in America struggle with hunger? Growing up, I was one of those kids, but we can solve this. When we make breakfast happen for kids in our neighborhood, we have the power to end childhood hunger. We create bigger, brighter school days and healthier minds and bodies. Go to hungeris.org and lend your time or your voice.
A message from the Albertsons Companies Foundation and the Entertainment Industry Foundation.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
You became a nurse for a lot of reasons. You care about people and you love taking care of them. Being a nurse is who you are. But today, many medical facilities require nursing candidates to have bachelor's degrees, so you're probably going to want to have that degree. But you work. You may have a family. How can you possibly fit getting your bachelor's degree in your already tight schedule? With the online RN to BSN Bridge Program at Independence University, our online learning model helps you balance your work, your family, and your desire to move up in your nursing career. Class sizes are small and personal, and we're 100% focused on helping you through the program so you can earn your degree. An IU's online RN to BSN program is accredited by the Commission on Collegiate Nursing Education. Our goal is to help you achieve your goals. Independence University's online RN to BSN program. Call now.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com and click on deals and look for See New York and Save 15%.
Maybe it's because I'm a Londoner.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Florian Brommel is on the line with me. He's the general manager of the Key West Hotel and Spa. And I want to get into the nuts and bolts of this property. So the neighborhood that it's located in is called?
Shepherd's Bush.
What is it called?
Shepherd's Bush in West London.
Oh, Shepherd's Bush. Okay. And is there, I mean, we're talking about London here, people. Is there a stop on the underground that we should know about? What line?
Absolutely. So,
what line would you get off and what stop would you get off at to go and check the place out?
So definitely it would be the Central Line, which is one of the main underground lines. And the sort of stop is called Shepherd's Bush as well. And that's just 5 minutes walk away from us, and really a stone throw away from the Westfield Shopping Center, which is in Shepherd's Bush as well.
Okay, so in terms of, you know, the neighborhood, are there attractions that are easily reached on foot, or a quick taxi ride, or a quick tube trip?
So really, I mean, we are sort of on the western border of central London. The Central Line would take you pretty much anywhere you like to go in just a few minutes, a few stops away. So I think you can be anywhere you like, anything interesting, any of the interesting sites within 20 minutes from us easily. Shepherd's Bush itself, it's a very nice area. It's a little bit residential, but as I said, we have the great Westfield Shopping Center just down the road. Walking distance to Shepherd's Bush Station or other stations, no problem at all. And it's just a lovely area to be in.
There's something very nice about being in a residential area in London when you're visiting. Because London, like New York City, and to some degree, like Chicago and other major cities, it's a little chaotic. You know, you bring your own crowd no matter what, because you have so many people that work there and live there, and then you've got all the people that come to visit. And, you know, if you've had a busy day of sightseeing and shopping and having fun, and if you're there on business, if you've had enough of the day, there's something very restful and peaceful about going into a hotel that's in one of the residential areas. I used to love to stay in a hotel that I will not mention, because there's no reason to. It was a very charming, lovely, small hotel. And it was near, oh, this is good. I have to think of what it was. I want to say White Marsh. Could that be? No, Marble Arch, maybe. Marble Arch, that's what it was. It was a Marble Arch, Swiss Cottage or something, Swiss something station. I have no idea what I'm talking about. I haven't been there in years. Do you know what I'm talking about? It's right near Abbey Road. You actually walk across Abbey Road where that photo from the Beatles album Abbey Road was taken. I mean, if you take a taxi trip to this particular hotel, you would go right past Abbey Road. I mean, it's very cool. And the Abbey Road Studios right there. So it's not that far from there, but it's a very residential kind of an area. And the Abbey Road Studios, it's a building that basically is a house. You know, it's not in a big office building. It's just one more, like, townhouse down a row of houses. But this hotel was, like, it's in a triangular area where two roads came together at a fork, and it was buried in the trees. And that was such a lovely thing to do at the end of the day, to come back in a residential area where it was more peaceful and quiet and sedate. And yes, it was a half a block away from the Marble Arch. Is this a station called Swiss Cottage? Could that be right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's where it is. Right, it's, yes. It's Swiss Cottage. And it was just a block, not even a block walk from the hotel to the train. And so, you know, and you're right. You know, you get on the train in London and you can be anywhere in no time. I mean, it doesn't matter where you stay from that point of view. I mean, some cities, you need to be convenient to where you need to be because it's going to take you forever to get anywhere. But in London, as long as you're near a train stop, bingo, you know, you're in business. You mentioned that there's a spa. That's another added moment of tranquility to any traveler's trip, whether it's business or pleasure. Let's hear about that a bit.
Yeah, so I think we are one of the, you know, original West London spa hotels. So it's a lovely place. So we have a wet spa with a hydrotherapy pool, sauna, sonarium. We have what is the UK's only snow paradise. Now, you're probably wondering what I'm talking about. It's basically a room you can go into once you've done your session in the sauna and you're all hot and sweaty. You walk into that room, and it's basically just covered in ice and snow. You grab some snow and you rub it into your skin. And it's really meant to kickstart the circulation. It's really good for your skin and a completely unique experience. We
and
have
it's
here.
Very Scandinavian. It's like the Swedish, you know, go to the sauna and run out and jump in the snow. So you've
exactly
kind of,
that.
You know, I know someplace else that does that. In Northern Ireland, the town is Ballymena. It's halfway between Belfast and Giant's Causeway. And the Galgorm Resort and Spa has sauna cabins, and then they have a snow cabin, which is basically what you've done. And, you know, but they're out in the middle of the countryside. And here you are in cosmopolitan London, and you've recreated that Swedish experience of have a sauna and jump in the snow. It's very cool. Just very, and
that
truly
is, yes.
Yes, and literally very cool. I don't foresee myself doing that. That's not my kind of yes, that's fun. You know, I mean,
you should try.
You think? I don't know how I would react to that. But, you know, if I ever come to visit you, I will. I managed to pass it up at the Galgorm Resort and Spa. But
we've got a deal there.
Yeah, well, we'll try it sometime. Now, I'm also interested in something else that you do that, you know, it tickles my fancy. I love the idea, and I understand that you not only serve a glamorous, as you call it, glam rock afternoon tea. And afternoon tea in London is a very big deal. There are so many hotels, not only all over the UK and in Northern Ireland and in Ireland, the Republic of Ireland as well, and in New York City hotels and other places where they will serve high tea. And it is just a luxurious interlude in the afternoon, so beautifully served and prepared. But you do something unusual at your afternoon tea. And it's related to the musical background of the British Broadcast Corporation, the BBC, having once occupied the building that the Key West Hotel in London is now in. And so the recording studios were there. How do you make that transition between the BBC recording studio and the Key West Hotel's high tea?
So we came up with something called the Glam Rock Afternoon Tea, which is really something unique to us. So all the food is served on vinyl-shaped menus. We're playing glam rock music in the background, and the whole tea is sort of themed around the whole the glam rock era. So the food is prepared in a certain way. We play a lot with colors to make it sort of glam rock style. And it's just a lot of fun, really. It's quite unique, and you won't get that anywhere else.
Wow. You do something else that makes me happy. Traditionally, afternoon tea is served often from as early as 3:30, generally starting at 4. is usually served in the lobby of a hotel. Do you serve yours in the lobby or hidden away somewhere in a restaurant?
Well, we serve it anywhere you would like it to. A lot of people want it in the restaurant, some in the lobby. We're flexible there.
Oh, that's good. And but it generally, by 5 o'clock, it's pretty much all over. But you've got your midnight tea from 10 p.m. to midnight. And you have no idea how appealing that is to me. Because firstly, when I am on my normal body rhythms, I am a night person. A perfect day for me, go to sleep at 2 a.m., wake up at 10 a.m. I am just not a morning person. And now when you get me on the other side of the ocean and I get upside down in the time zones for a few days, I even appreciate more the availability of something yummy and delightful late at what would be late at night for anybody that's accustomed to the time zone. And then when I get accustomed to the time zone, I'm back to my normal body rhythms of staying up half the night and sleeping till the late morning. So when we're going to take a quick break and come back and find out about your midnight tea. Bless your heart for that. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams.
Noisy, smoky city, but it seems to me that there's a magic in the fog and rain.
Hello, I need to get to Donegal.
Oh, is there something wrong with Kerry? I'm only joking. Look, turn back off that way towards Limerick. It doesn't take you to Donegal, but it does take you to the Cliffs of Moher. Worth a look, I promise. Well, it is sort of on the way to Donegal, so just keep going north. If you get there without stopping off in Connemara, you need your head examined. The fresh air is one thing, but the food's something else. The local crab is good in almost any restaurant.
I'm a vegetarian.
Sure you are. Where was I?
Connemara?
Yeah. Stop at Galway. Spend at least a few nights there, seriously. Even then, you'll want to stay longer. I have a cousin. He only went there to buy a guitar. Never came back. He lives there now. He loves it. Bit crazy, though. Now, from Galway, you head up past Sligo. I'll be disappointed if you get there without visiting Matt Malloy's pub in Westport. Well, let's see now. Have you got a pen and paper on you?
In the west of Ireland, you never know where you'll end up. For great value airfares and vacation offers, visit discoverireland.com/westcoast. Go where Ireland takes you.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over 5 decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel, Rumors, from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Tourism Ireland.
This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. Jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Ireland's ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
London by
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I wanted to learn more from Florian Bromel, who's the general manager of the K, just the letter K, K West Hotel and Spa in London, about their midnight tea. Because I'm a late night person, and I'm also like a billy goat. I get hungry every 2 hours. The thing I hate most is to be over hungry and sit down and overeat. So, you know, I like to nibble every couple of hours. I need to eat something. I don't have to eat a lot, but I do have to eat something. And sometimes the need comes upon me at 10 or 11 o'clock at night. And when you're serving your midnight tea, is that available in a public room or do you have to have it as room service?
So, again, we're flexible. You're more than welcome to have it in your room. You're more than welcome to have it in our lounge. We won't put any barriers up for that.
Well, that's marvelous. Because, you know...
Whatever guests would want it.
Yeah, that's fantastic. It's also... Now, you do this Sunday through Thursday on the high tea in the afternoon, the glam rock afternoon tea. And is that the same days for the midnight tea, Sundays through Thursday?
Absolutely. So
yeah, because you know, I've had the situation where we've gone to a theater in London, and you get out and you literally have to run like a lunatic to a restaurant that you've made a reservation in. To get in on the last seating because after 10:15 or something, they won't take orders. And so, you know, when we've done that, I can't tell you how many times, but generally speaking, what you expect served at tea is generally enough to tide you over. So how rambunctious is your, what do you actually serve? Would there be for somebody that had a light something before they went to theater and they wanted to, you know, have another light something because it's late and they're going to bed soon, would this be enough to be satisfying?
Oh, absolutely. It's actually quite a good selection of food. So if you're just after a light bite, you'll have it. If you want a bit more, you finish the whole lot. But there's normally a good selection of little sandwiches, scones, some sweet things with it. So it's certainly enough to be absolutely satisfied and just full, or just a light bites. But yeah, it really serves their purpose.
Okay, so people, write this down. If you're in London and you're out late, and particularly if you've gone to theater, and I'm going to tell you, your choices for after theater dining in London are slim to none. There are places, but they close fairly early. Their last order in the kitchen is fairly early. And so you might want to give some thought to the Key West Hotel and Spa in London and go over there for your after theater, what are you calling it, midnight tea. And if you're smart, you'll have a room in the hotel, so you don't have to leave to go and find your hotel after. You just go upstairs and you're all buttoned in. How many accommodations do you have in your property, Florian?
So we have 219 bedrooms, split between four room types.
And those types are?
So we have really entry level for couples would be our superior rooms, then followed by deluxe rooms, executive rooms, and then up to the suites.
How
we
many
probably
suites?
Probably have one of the largest rooms in London, I would say.
At the superior level, or once you get above that? Or just in general?
Well, I think in general, we normally find that our rooms are always sort of one, and size-wise, one category up from most other hotels in London.
You know, I'm so glad you brought this up, because I would have forgotten to even think about it or discuss it. For those of you who have never stayed in a London hotel, especially you tall Texas types, you may be in for a very big surprise. Generally speaking, rooms are very small. Even in houses, rooms are very small. We were in Thailand, Florian, and we went in Bangkok to this, I don't know what they called it. It was like the Royal Furniture Manufacturing something, and they made the most exquisite tables and chairs for your dining room, your living room. And we bought a bar. It's a hand-carved thing. You get to see the people who actually do the carving. It's amazing. And the children who are learning to carve. And it's beautiful. It's this gray teak wood looking something, but it's like a pale grayish pickled kind of, you know, when they wipe the stuff up, they wipe the gray on, then they wipe it off, and you're left with this. You see it a lot in tropical destinations, that color. And there are all these panels on it, and each panel is some different jungle animals. So there's zebras and lions and giraffes and what have you. And when we went to buy it, the bar came in three sizes. It came in the English size, which was quite dainty, really. The next size was called the American size. And the third size was called the Texas size. When you opened the Texas size up, you needed a room that was at least 30 feet wide in order to get this thing in and still have room to walk around it. We bought the middle size, but it was interesting to see this small version of this bar that was meant for people in England, because rooms tend to be smaller. And I'm very happy to hear that your rooms tend to be larger, because we're tall in our house and I hate getting out of bed and walking right into a wall. And that happens in London hotels. I mean, many of them, they're really quite dainty. So, have you a final word for our listeners?
Well, I would say come and see yourself, enjoy Key West hospitality, and we look forward to welcoming you here.
Well, I'm glad we were able to have this chance meeting by telephone. I hope I do get to meet you face-to-face. Please stay with me on the line as we go into the top of the hour news. We've got another hour coming up, people. If you're losing us, remember to go to the podcasts and the archived audio, which will be up in the next 72 hours or so. This is Stephanie Abrams, and we're flying high.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.